Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton, joined by Bob Soucy, and it's time for another round of our position battles. Today, we're digging into that wide receiver position. Really intriguing position. There's a lot of competition. You know, Danny Amendola, Julian Edelman, they're pretty much all set. But two guys we're going to look at, Kenbrell Tompkins and Josh Boyce, two both very different receivers. You've got Tompkins, who's that long, lean, outside presence, and then Boyce, who's very versatile in the kicking game, kind of a slot guy, but doesn't get a whole lot of action in offense. Who do you like among these two?
Well, Jackie, of course, there's also the addition of a veteran in Braden LaFell, signed as a free agent from the Carolina Panthers, and that raises the stakes for Kenbrell Tompkins and Josh Boyce this training camp, because they're certainly vying for a spot in the receiver rotation, if not the roster itself. Tompkins last year defied expectations, undrafted free agent, got off to a great start. One of the heroes, of course, early on against Tampa Bay and New Orleans. Boyce had a season bracketed by injuries, first a foot problem, later an ankle problem. In between, played well against the Cleveland Browns and Miami Dolphins and showed some flashes on kick returns with 9 opportunities, including a 41-yard run back. Both of those guys say their ambition this offseason was to get faster, play faster, think less out there, and be stronger off the line of scrimmage. And I think we saw some signs of that in the mini camp, albeit without contact.
What's kind of the more presence at this position that the Patriots need right now? Do they need the more Kenbrell Tompkins type, or do they need the Josh Boyces?
Well, the one thing about Kenbrell Tompkins, he's bulked up a bit. And you talked about his length in comparison to Josh Boyce. Last year, one of the problems that surfaced, especially late in the year in the red zone, was the size or the lack thereof for the Patriots receiving corps. So with a guy like LaFell, perhaps complimentary by someone like Kenbrell Tompkins, that gives them a bit more physical presence for Tom Brady to go to in the red zone to complement the likes of the aforementioned Amendola and Edelman.
That'll wrap it up for Bob and myself. We'll have more, but that'll do it for now. We'll see you next time on Toyota's Patriots Today.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.